proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We conclude our series on the intertestamental years from Malachi to the coming of the Messiah in the New Testament. We left off with the death of Herod the Great. After his death, the Romans did not name a single individual to succeed him. Rather, Augustus Caesar divided his empire among Herod's surviving family members. He named the oldest surviving son, Archelaus, to be the ethnarch of Judea, Samaria, and Idumea, territory which encompassed approximately half of Herod the Great's dominion. Archelaus began his reign in B.C. 4. Yet, as soon as he assumed the throne, he faced resistance from certain Jewish factions. This opposition prompted him to send an army to Jerusalem to deal with people that he termed as seditionists. The death toll from this military operation approximated 3,000. The brutality of Archelaus's methods may have provided one reason why Joseph, the husband of Mary, feared returning to Judea after Herod the Great had died. Joseph may have, rightfully, considered Archelaus to be a chip off the old block, so to speak. Archelaus sailed to Rome, wishing to have Augustus Caesar confirm his rule in Judea. Augustus did, in fact, do so. Now, Jesus Christ might have alluded to this matter in a parable he delivered in Luke 19, a parable about a nobleman traveling to seek a kingdom. But Archelaus' continued cruelty continued to foment antagonism toward him. Augustus Caesar removed Archelaus from his position as ethnarch in AD 6. His territories, Judea, Samaria, and Idumea, his territories became combined into the Roman province of Judea. Judea was directly covered by a procurator. Perhaps the best known of these government officials sent from Rome was Pontius Pilate, who officiated at the trial of Jesus Christ. Herod Antipater, also known in the Bible as Herod Antipas, Herod Antipater was Archelaus' younger brother. He governed Galilee and Perea as a vassal of Rome. Antipas played a large role in the New Testament. He was associated with John the Baptist. When Herod the Tetrarch, as he was termed, first heard the preaching of John the Baptist, according to Mark 6, quote, "He did many things and heard him gladly," unquote. Not long thereafter, though, Herod Antipas had John imprisoned. He did so at the behest of his wife Herodias, who resented John for condemning her divorce from her first husband and remarrying Antipas. Herod Antipas later had John beheaded at the behest of Herodias' daughter, an event described in the Gospels. Later still, Jesus Christ appeared before Herod Antipas, an encounter recorded in the 23rd chapter of Luke. Luke observed that Herod Antipas, quote, "had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him," unquote. However, the Savior did not so much as speak to Herod Antipas. Another of Herod the Great's sons was Philip, Herod Philip, known as Philip the Tetrarch. He was a half-brother of Herod Antipas. He rebuilt the city of Caesarea Philippi. Later still, you had Herod Agrippa I, who was a grandson of Herod the Great. Herod Agrippa I had the Apostle James killed, as recorded in Acts chapter 12. He had a son by the name of Herod Agrippa, Herod Agrippa II. Herod Agrippa II was the one before whom Paul appeared in Acts 26, and the one who told Paul, quote, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian," unquote. The line of Herods ended after Herod Agrippa II. By this time, the Judean area was completely incorporated as to one of the provinces of the Roman Empire. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.